Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, we're doing a little fun extra thing. Just a fast, I don't even know, mini game, I guess you could say?
Yeah.
Just a little, just for funsies. Mm-hmm. We're just going to play the Asian on Asian game. By the way, this is Mike Nguyen.
And I'm Jenny Arimoto.
There you go, in case you just didn't know. So we're gonna list a couple of things, and we'll discuss whether it's Asian or not.
Okay.
And there's no right or wrong answer. It's just vibes.
Yeah, we're vibing.
Yeah, okay. So first one, State of the Union. The State of the Union. The speech.
Yeah.
Is giving one Asian or not?
No, it's not.
It's not. Yes. Okay.
Don't you think it's not?
No. Yeah. To talk about your problems in the open forum.
Well, it's also just like a check in. You know, to be like, here's an hour of me checking in and being like, things are going pretty well. That's not Asian. Are you kidding?
What a way to call the State of the Union address.
It is a check in though.
The president is going to come and talk to the House of Representatives and the Senate and be like, how's everyone doing?
It literally is.
Just check in.
I think it's a really similar thing to when I sit down and go, how's everyone doing? Like, how's your 2024 going? It's the same thing. Biden comes in and he's just like, hey, guys. I just want to talk about all the things that's going on.
Yo, let me tell you about this. Interest rates are crazy.
Yeah. But you know? Jobs.
But jobs, son. What?
Yeah.
Just saying jobs.
Exactly.
Also, we still have all of our nukes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he's going to talk about.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so the State of the Union address, we're going to say just giving a State of the Union speech is not Asian.
Would you? Yeah, right?
Yeah. No, we would never do this.
Yeah. I've never had a check-in with like my parents.
Did you watch, I don't think we talked about this in any of the episodes, but did you watch the latest episode of Queer Eye?
No. The latest season?
The latest season, I'm sorry.
I tried.
Okay.
And then I didn't finish it. Okay. Why?
Well, there's the last episode of the latest season. There's a Vietnamese woman.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And she... Her whole thing, so it's like set in New Orleans, and she has a thing where her mother had passed away, and then her father had remarried like very quickly after that.
Okay.
And she never kind of, talked through it, right? And there's this whole backstory about like how she wasn't even, they got married so fast that the kids weren't invited to the wedding. So it's just like this new woman all of a sudden, right, after the mom had died.
Mm-hmm.
And then... In the episode, Karamo makes her call him and like have a talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never seen something so intense before, personally.
Right, right.
Because I was a Vietnamese person is talking to their parents about some fucked up trauma shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Holy shit. I thought it was CGI. I was like, there was no way he's going to pick up the phone.
Could you, the idea of them all in like the green suit having the conversation, it's like totally fake.
The guy who played Gollum is the Vietnamese dad.
Yeah.
You know? Oh my God.
You
it was
see
so,
like the behind yeah. the scenes. Of the,
There's like, she's just talking to a tennis ball. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. It was so crazy. And I was like, anyway, so that's like a State of the Union. Yeah. So it was very
But
not
it was
Asian.
Like, it has to be like four spiked camera crew and
camera crew,
like a
production,
person.
Netflix, yeah. and Karamo had to be there for it to happen. So, okay. Okay. So we're going to keep going. We say State of the Union is not Asian. just for laughs, going bankrupt.
Going bank the
festival Just for Laughs, which is this big festival we talked about.
Yeah.
It went bankrupt, and so the festival is canceled for 2024. Is Just for Laughs going bankrupt? Is that Asian or not Asian?
Yes.
It is Asian.
Yeah.
You think so? How come?
Well, it's like the consequences.
Oh.
It's like that's what you do. That's what you get for doing
that's
comedy.
What you get.
Like there was no there was no feasible business plan here.
Mm.
Of course, you're gonna go bankrupt.
Yeah, Asian people are into consequences.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I told you.
Mm.
I freaking told you to become a doctor.
Why don't you stop being a festival in Canada?
And be a doctor.
And be a doctor.
Yeah, go to grad Canada. School or
go
something.
Go to grad school.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it is not Asian because I would say it wouldn't have failed so publicly.
Mm.
Or they would have gotten an infusion of cash from a bunch of uncles and aunts. You know what I'm saying? They would have been like, they would have hit up everybody on the Vietnamese group chat.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, we need some money for the for the 2024 festival.
Totally.
You know?
What is the Vietnamese chat app? Because, you know, like, in Korea, it's WeChat. Is
yeah,
it
yeah.
Korea? No, China. No.
Yeah, in China it's
WeChat, and then in Japan it's Line, mm-hmm. and Korea it's I forgot what it was. There's don't yell at me, but I know there's a separate chat.
Yes, yes.
Do the Vietnamese people have a chat app?
I don't know if there is one. My parents just use, I think, just the regular old text chat.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Maybe Vietnamese people also use WhatsApp, I think.
Yeah.
I would say that. I don't know. People are going to get mad at me. I don't know. So don't, unfortunately, yeah, don't WhatsApp me. I don't know.
Yeah, don't WhatsApp Mike.
Yeah. So, but I think there would be some back channeling or like Vietnamese people, like Vietnamese businesses off the books. Everything's off the books.
Yeah.
Right? So you can't go bankrupt if you have nothing to bankrupt.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. These businesses cannot be destroyed.
Right.
You know, they're more just ideas. The pho restaurant does not have a tax ID.
Yeah.
Okay. The pho restaurant.
They're just ideas. They kind of exist.
It just exists. It's just a bunch of chairs just like materialized, right? And then there's pho being served. And as soon as taxes need to happen, that shit
it's just gone. Yeah.
It's gone, bro.
Good luck trying to tax us, motherfucker.
You can't tax what is in your heart.
Yeah, exactly.
That is what. So that's why I think if it's not Asian for them to fail, they would have just dematerialized.
I see.
And then rematerialized later on, but with like a slightly different name.
Yeah.
You know, just faux laughs. Boom! Boom! We did it. That's it.
Get this guy a show.
Get me on Daily Show, man. Okay, how about taxes? Taxes.
Is that Asian?
How about just the concept of taxes? Is taxes Asian?
This is complex for me because my dad was an accountant.
Yes, okay, you're right.
So it feels Asian, but I think I'm just thinking of my dad. Mm. And he was an Asian man, if you were wondering.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's why it's Asian to me, but I'm now thinking about accounting, not taxes.
Okay.
He loved seeing people's finances.
Really?
Loved it.
Really?
He was like, I get an inside view on like what they're doing.
Whoa.
I love that. Gossip.
Oh, man, I wish your dad had a podcast. You know, you got to check out Fumi's podcast. That's essentially what he does, like forensic accounting on people. But
so to me it is Asian, but it's like, so ingrained in my culture.
Yeah.
My culture, I mean, like, my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I grew up around, like, thinking about taxis and all this stuff.
Yeah. I see both sides. I think...
Me too.
I think paying or trying not to pay taxes is very Asian. Yeah, I guess it is. I think... You're right. I think it is Asian. I'm going to say it's Asian. Taxes in general.
Yeah.
The industry. The concept, right? The fact that you like owe something to someone, like you know, the government or some shit.
Right.
You know, it feels like an Asian thing you got to do.
Right.
You know, like we're big into government.
Big into government.
Empires,
yeah.
Imperialism, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And like, I'm sure this is dependent on country, but it's like just expected.
Yeah.
Like it's just like part of it.
Like you owe
culture.
Me, I owe you.
And like we pay money and then we have a school.
Yeah.
A public school.
Right.
Obviously, it's a little different in America,
right?
But yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna say Asian taxes are Asian
for sure.
This Okay, so how about this one? This is. I just thought of this. You know that there's that new show on FX called Shogun.
Yeah.
Is that Asian?
So I haven't really watched it.
Okay.
I saw clips of it, but it looks really violent.
Yeah.
So I'm scared.
I think it's gonna be pretty violent. I mean, it's like you know feudal.
Have
era.
You seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. Okay. I want to see it because I like that actor, the main actor.
Yeah, I like the main actor. Yeah. It's super weird because in Japan, every year there is like a special where they follow one of the stories from that period.
You mean like on TV? Like they make like a mini series?
Yeah, but it's like so it's like once a week. But every like this is like a long standing thing in Japanese TV where they like tell the story from that period, a real life story. And it's like a big thing and everyone's watching. Mm-hmm. And so there's like a certain type of acting that does well in that genre.
Oh.
It's like a Western in America. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
like
see,
imagine
I see.
If there was like a Western
like a
period piece that every year that's like the period piece that we watch.
Oh.
So that exists in Japan as a television thing. So it's like
because this sounds fire as hell. So like it's like we're gonna follow this one daimyo today, or we're gonna follow this one general or something.
Yeah,
like
for
that.
A year.
Oh shit.
Or like a character
arc.
And it could be a woman or a man.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. For my Japanese heads out there, we know what we're talking about. Taiga Dorama. So anyways, so it's really weird because, first of all, way more low budget than the FX series.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? Like,
yeah,
I was watching clips of it, and I was like, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like so beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's super weird seeing it in the context of American TV.
Mm.
Where it's like on FX.
Yes.
And then there's like white people in it too.
Yes, there are white people.
Because it's like
a
story of like both sides. So it's super weird. I can't grasp wrap my head around it because it feels like an Americanized version. But I also know that it was made in co-production with
a Japanese.
Because everyone's actually Japanese in the thing
plays
Japanese people.
Yes.
So I don't know what it is. It's like.
That's a tricky one.
It feels Asian American.
It is. I feel this particular production of Shogun feels. Okay, like the one from like the 80s.
Yeah.
That shit was not Asian as hell.
I have not seen it.
It's like, you know, it's mainly about this white dude who's like embroiled in this whole thing. This next one, they try to make it more Asian by like kind of centering the Asian characters a little more. So I think they're still trying to do it, but there's something about it where you're totally right. It's like too high budget. Like a really Asian thing, it's like, they're going to get the characters right, but, like, it's clearly shot in a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, clearly they shot in a lot.
Yeah.
You know? And,
I'm so curious. I want my mom to watch it. I don't want to watch it, but I want my mom to watch it, and I want her to tell me what she thinks. I'm sure she'll be like, this isn't it.
Really?
Yeah. Or, like, I don't know. I feel like it's just, like, there is a certain vibe that Japanese people are used to when telling these stories.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it's so different from it.
It's a different
it's like
vibe.
Completely different vibe.
Wow.
It's just, like, too high budget, too bloody. Like, the sword fights, like, in the Japanese ones are, like, and it's, like, ding, ding, ding. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's
this
just,
one's
like,
going to be, like, super,
like,
well done.
I saw, like, bits of it, and I was, like, this is really bloody and, like, real and, like, gross.
Yeah.
We don't want that. I want to see like a guy in a clearly bald cap.
Yeah.
Like
obvious bald cap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's a lot of just like pensive like close-ups.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know? And
like that's what I want to see. But I haven't given it a chance. Mostly because I don't love violence. Mm. And I don't want to see a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Or like gross stuff. But I heard it's fantastic.
Okay.
And it's like crushing in numbers. Like
okay.
It's doing better than The Bear, I think, in terms of viewership.
Oh.
Which is like before was like FX's highest viewed show, and then I think it's like succeeding that.
Okay.
Succeeding?
Yeah.
So it's like
exceeding
that. So I think it's supposed to be very, very good.
Just more proof, by the way, that it's not Asian.
Yeah, it's not Asian.
That's definitely high
ratings. If everyone's getting it and enjoying it, not Asian.
Not Asian. Hello. You know what's
made for the white gaze.
Yeah. You know what? Because like you contrast it with The Brother's Son, right? That was Asian as fuck.
Yeah.
And canceled.
Canceled. Absolutely canceled.
Canceled. Getting your show canceled? Asian as hell. That's Asian as hell. Okay. Well, that was just a little fast, fun thing. We hope you enjoyed it. It's just a thing we're doing.
Yeah.
Why not?
Try it out.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, you know, you can follow us there at Asian on Asian Pod. You can follow me there, Mike Nguyen, at Nice Pants Bro.
I'm at Jenny Arimoto.
Just in case, if you want to have more of ha-has, come to the next Hack City, April 12th, Union Hall in Brooklyn. Check out the tickets available in the episode description. And yeah, that's it. Bye, everyone.
Bye.